United Nations Radio presents H.V. Kaltenborn in the UN Story.
Do you recognize this sound? Yes, it's a sound we hear every day. Water running from a tap. But not everyone can summon water with a twist of the wrist. And here lies my story. Not actually mine, to be precise. It was told to me by my old friend, Carlos Davila, who is a former president of Chile and who recently came back from El Salvador with this UN story.
This week, we celebrate World Health Day, which has for its theme, clean water means better health, something most of us take for granted and don't bother about. But for a great part of the world, water, an essential part of life, is too often an unknown means of death. Even in these modern days, millions of people die every year from waterborne disease. For the recorded report of what one village in Latin America did about its water crisis, here is H.V. Kaltenborn with a story of Water for Loma.
For a few moments, Father Osmara Alvarenga held the sputtering rocket in his hand. Then, with an awkward but effective gesture, he threw it high into the air. There was a loud report, followed by a series of staccato bangs as the rocket completed its explosive arc across the Salvadorian sky. Father Alvarenga beamed triumphantly at the peasants crowding the open square in the village of Guazapa.
¡Viva el área de demostración sanitaria de Guazapa! ¡Viva el pueblo de Guazapa! ¡Viva Loma de Ramos!
There was a chorus of approval. Then dozens of other rockets were lit and hurled toward the sky. You see, this was a fiesta day for Guazapa, and more particularly for the neighboring village of Loma de Ramos. This was the day of the Great Water Project, the day that the people were to carry the steel pipes from Guazapa to Loma so that this mountain village in El Salvador could have a supply of fresh, running water for the first time. How did this all begin? Well, this scheme to bring water to Loma was one of 11 such projects submitted by sanitary engineers from the World Health Organization working with the government of El Salvador. You see, a safe water supply is regarded as a basic step in protecting health, and that is why the World Health Organization was here in the first place. In some areas, wells were being dug. In others, they were erecting sealed pumps. The problem of Loma de Ramos was simple enough. This village of 400 souls had for too long been dependent for its water supply on a community pool. But in the dry season, that became a muddy trickle. And even when full, it was open to contamination because of the general unsanitary surroundings. Even primitive latrines were lacking. And yet, high up on the mountain overlooking Loma, there was a spring from which flowed water, fresh, crystal clear drinking water. This, the World Health Organization engineers decided, was just the right source of supply for Loma. But the village of Loma was a cluster of dwellings halfway up a 4,000 feet high mountain, separated from the nearest community of Guazapa by a river. So Loma was not an easy place to reach. Even by mule, it took 2 hours to climb the only road from Guazapa, a twisting, rocky gully. So the situation was put up to the inhabitants. Would they volunteer to carry the necessary water pipes and other material from Guazapa to Loma? The response was enthusiastic, not only in the mountain village itself, but in Guazapa as well. Men, women, and children volunteered to join a great safari up the mountain. A local holiday was proclaimed for the following Friday, and 8 o'clock in the morning was fixed as the starting time. The church bell summoned the people. On this morning of the great Water for Loma project, all was bustle and excitement in the frame office of the alcalde. That's the mayor of Guazapa. Hot coffee, brewed in great pots, was ladled out to the volunteer carriers. For this would be an arduous trek, and the people would need to be refreshed so they might complete the 5-mile climb up rugged mountain pathways and across the Guazapa River. The water pipes were laid out on the grass before the village church. Even these plain steel pipes had to have their decorations of gaily colored paper streamers. Round them stood the assembled villagers as Father Alvarenga spoke to them of the virtues of good neighborliness and how fitting it was to share one another's burdens. He ended his little sermon and gave them all his blessing. Out from the main square, the procession filed on the first stage of the trek. The men carried the long pipes on their shoulders. The women and girls, in the local manner, balanced the shorter pipes on their heads. This led down an uneven path between steep banks to the river Guazapa. Now at dry season level, most of the carriers were able to splash their way knee-deep across the rocky bed. The hard climb really began at the other side of the river. The sun burned down from a clear blue sky. The only cloud was far over to the west, a mixture of white smoke and steam spewed from the volcano of Izalco. After a short pause, the first arrivals moved on again to make way at the rest halt for the others, who could be seen sweating and stumbling up the track. The children, nimble as goats, seemed tireless as they stepped barefooted from rock to rock. 1 7-year-old lad proudly balanced a piece of piping on one shoulder while he puffed on the stub of a long cigar. While the main party was still negotiating the second half of the journey, the sudden whiz and bang of a rocket fired from high up on the mountainside announced the arrival of the first climbers to reach Loma. Seconds later, to spur the stragglers, came the raucous but cheerful blare of an old phonograph record, amplified through equipment that the engineers had improvised some days before. With cheerful, sweat-stained faces, the marchers quickened their pace for the last stretch, which happened to be fairly level. As each pair reached the little square in the center of the village of Loma, they unloaded their precious pipes and sank, exhausted but happy, into the shade of doorways or bushes to recover their breath and escape the noonday sun. As they rested, the housewives of Loma passed around tortillas, beans, and fruit. In one of the courtyards, nurses from the local health center, another innovation in the area, were busy preparing refreshments. One of the men who had made the climb was the oldest inhabitant of Loma, Señor Timo. Mr. Timo describes how he had been getting water. Do you walk far for your water, Mr. Timo? Oh, yes, more than 2 or 3 kilometers. In what do you carry it? In clay pitchers. And how long does it take to bring the water? A long time, at least 2.5 hours. Is that for each trip? Yes. And is it carried on the head? On the head. By the boys and girls? By the boys and girls. And how will you feel when you will have the water right in front of your house like a stream? Oh, very happy. We should sing our praise. Then, speaking to the villagers, a rural nurse congratulated them on their readiness to work for this community project. She stressed the benefits they would all share from this action and went on to urge them to tackle new projects which would bring them better lives through better health. Here is her actual voice and the translation of part of what she said.
Ya cuando todos tengan aquí este material, pues llegarán, ¿verdad?, ya a instalar en las pilas, se les pondrán regaderas, se les hará baño.
Once your pipes are installed, You will have fountains, bathrooms, and irrigation, and you will get strong and healthy with the good water which you will have. You already know the advantages of good water, and you have seen it many times in the movies, as well as the advantages of drinking pure water. You also know how, until you get this good water, to boil the water in order that the germs may be killed and we may keep healthy. And now, Dr. Francisco Sequeira, the health educator of El Salvador, who organized the climb.
No es fácil hacer lo que han hecho hoy, cargar esos tubos que pesan una barbaridad y sin embargo...
It isn't easy to do what you have done today, carry these extremely heavy pipes, but you have done it. Therefore, on behalf of the Health Bureau, we congratulate you and thank you. As I mentioned before, this is proof of the effort being made by the El Salvador government to help the people progress, especially those who, like yourselves, help themselves. By this time, some of the lads were ready to make music with their guitars and marimbas. There was the happy spirit in the air that comes from a tough job, well and truly done. It was time to celebrate. Soon most of the young people were dancing. There would be celebration of a much quieter kind in San Salvador, the capital. Dr. Juan Alwood Paredes, Director General of Health, would be able to take his map of the demonstration area and draw a circle around one more place name. Another step forward in an inspiring local, national, and international effort. Henceforth, Loma de Ramas would have a constant, reliable, safe-to-drink supply of water. The village of Loma de Ramas is a spot so tiny that you couldn't see it on a map of the world, but the vision of its people has no such limitation. They know the importance of pure water, for a safe water supply means so much less disease. Healthier people are stronger people, and the result is a higher standard of living. Spread this throughout a nation, and there is new strength in the rural areas of nations throughout the world today. Water is both friend and foe. Safer water will mean a safer life for 1,000,000,000 people.
You have just heard H.V. Kaltenborn tell about Water for Loma, a true UN story. This is just one example of the work of the United Nations and the World Health Organization, work which goes on day after day in many countries all over the world. The sounds and voices were recorded on the spot in Loma de Ramas by a United Nations reporter. The UN story is produced and transcribed by the international staff of United Nations Radio.